And at this time on our public affairs program, we're visiting with Tim Williams with the Food Bank of the Heartland. Tim, thank you very much for taking time to visit with us. We appreciate your time. How has your day been?
So far, so good. Thank you for having myself and Food Bank of the Heartland to talk some current events regarding food insecurity and the current budget reconciliation bill.
Tim, as we get started, I thought maybe we'd just get a little bit of background on you and how you became associated with the Food Bank of the Heartland and what your current role with the organization is.
Sure. So I've worked with Food Bank of the Heartland for a little over 3 years. I have a sort of public affairs and public policy background, so I've done a lot of advocacy work and community affairs and community engagement work. I have a sort of public health background as well, so I moved here from St. Louis, Missouri, and did a lot of advocacy work in St. Louis. And then when I moved to Omaha, landed at the food bank. I've done several roles there on the operations side, and then recently came over into this advocacy sort of space. And so my role currently is I am the government affairs and advocacy officer with Food Bank for the Heartland, and so I work to really maintain relationships and build power regarding with our federal delegation as well as in the state, both in Nebraska and in Iowa. And really it's about, you know, raising awareness around food insecurity, our programs, and to connect people and communities to the issues that we are working for in order to combat food insecurity across the Heartland.
Well, right here in our area, we've seen the effects, the positive effects of Food Bank of the Heartland. I know that it comes to visit a couple of our area communities, but I know you've seen the benefits even closer than what we see them. Talk about the benefits and what you've seen Food Bank of the Heartland do for individuals and families.
Yeah, so we at Food Bank of the Heartland, right, we do a lot of work across our 77 counties in Nebraska. We do a lot of direct food and work with our network partners across the state in order to connect thousands of Nebraskans to really needed food at a moment of crisis. We do that through a variety of ways, including our backpack program, our mobile distribution program, and really connecting and working with our bread and butter, which is our network partners, which is our pantries across the Heartland, to make sure that they are meeting the needs within their own communities, are building programs and sustainable solutions in order to really connect their local communities to food benefits.
Tim, we all follow the news, and I think that for those of us who do, we've heard all of the talk about possible cuts in federal funding for different programs. I think we can have a good conversation without getting too political about it, but the bottom line is changes could be coming in federal funding for programs such as Food Bank of the Heartland. Can you talk a little bit about how maybe you have currently been funded, and with what you are hearing, how could things change and impact the program?
Yeah, so I mean, we've already seen some impacts when it comes to federal funding and how we are able to meet the growing need across the Heartland. For instance, over the spring and into the summer, we saw some rollbacks in funding regarding some USDA funding that really helped provide products across the entire Heartland. This was in a line called CCC, or Credit Commodity Corporation funding, that sort of rolled back really needed and valuable product that was going to be distributed across the Heartland to our neighbors. And when I say rollbacks in funding, I talk about food that was on our calendars and schedules that was then canceled. And this is food such as milk, eggs, various other dairies, proteins and meats, fresh produce that we no longer are able to sort of to turn around and purchase because it is cost prohibitive. And moving forward, and you're totally right, and it's a very hot topic in the news right now. We're really concerned in broader cuts to safety net programs, and specifically in programs around SNAP that would only exacerbate the growing need across the Heartland. And we are really concerned in the current congressional sort of work that the cuts to SNAP will eliminate or will remove benefits for people that are very vital. We know SNAP is a very efficient cost at reducing food insecurity. For instance, every meal that a food bank can distribute, SNAP can distribute 9. So it is a really great resource that we have sort of in our toolbox in order to meet that growing need. And so we're really concerned that the continuing talks in Washington and the cuts to SNAP will only exacerbate our growing issue across Nebraska.
So, Tim, as you deal with these issues, what about moving forward? I mean, how do programs like Food Bank of the Heartland find a way to survive? And just talk a little bit more about some of the challenges you're facing right now.
Yeah, you're right. So we face similar challenges that, you know, everyday Nebraskans are facing, right? Food costs are high. It's really hard to, which means resources are lower than they were before, but that doesn't change or shift our mission in order to do everything we can to connect every Nebraskan to food that they need in a time of crisis. And so we have put together a sort of comprehensive food sourcing plan that allows us to really hone in on various ways and how we bring food into the food bank and then distribute it across our network. This includes in how we are focusing on purchasing food, how we're working with donors and bringing donated product in, and as well as how we work with our federal delegation in making sure that there are tangible government resources in order to supplement that need as well. And so while it may be unclear what the future may hold, what is clear is that our mission will never waver, and we will never stop working and doing everything we can in order to meet that need.
So, Tim, what can individuals or families do that can help you in your mission?
Yeah, there's several ways, right? There's our website, so foodbankheartland.org is a great resource that can get you connected to many things. You can always make a financial or food donation to the food bank. You can get involved in our advocacy efforts, so you can sign up for a listserv to stay plugged in into what we're doing on an advocacy level. And you can also follow us on social media as well. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and see how we are engaging that way to see how you can stay involved.
Well, Tim, we appreciate your efforts and the efforts of Food Bank of the Heartland over the years. Is there anything that you wanted to address or maybe visit about that maybe we haven't talked about yet in our program?
You know, I would say we are seeing our food insecurity across our service area and around Nebraska is the highest that it has really ever been in the recent future or the recent history. And so we're seeing a really heightened need for food and for resources. And while that need is going up, those resources that we have available to us are not matching that need at the same pace. And so while we, like I said earlier, are doing everything we can and are doing everything and we'll never stop doing everything we can in order to meet that need. We need all the help, and we need everyone at the table together in order to think strategically on how we're going to do everything we can in order to help everyday Nebraskans.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us about the situation and inform us more about Food Bank of the Heartland, and we will continue to keep our listeners updated with information, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Great, thank you.
Tim Williams with Food Bank of the Heartland joining us on today's edition of Public Affairs.